Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Powerful storms are affecting millions out west today. CBS's Elise Preston reports from Northern California.
Wind gusts close to 60 miles per hour. In its wake, downing trees and knocking out power to thousands. Fire crews in Silicon Valley cut through to rescue a trapped child.
Rain started to flood freeways further south. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was back at the Pentagon today warning terror groups in the Middle East.
The president will not tolerate attacks on American troops, and neither will I.
He says the U.S. will respond to that drone strike in Jordan. Meantime, President Biden authorized sanctions against Israeli settlers attacking Palestinians. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
The president issued a new executive order establishing U.S. authority to impose financial sanctions against foreign persons engaged in actions that threaten the peace, security, or stability of the West Bank.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says hospital and clinic layoffs in western Wisconsin didn't have to be as sweeping as they are. He blames former Governor Scott Walker and the legislature for turning down more than $2 billion in Medicaid money under the Affordable Care Act.
Simple as that. If Medicaid expansion was in place, some of those folks would have gotten more money through Medicare and maybe have saved their jobs.
Evers at a WisPolitics luncheon this week. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Marshfield Clinic hosted a two-day job fair this week, looking to fill over 200 positions a couple weeks after the announcement that two hospitals and all Prevea locations in the Chippewa Valley would be closing. Officials are hoping to fill those positions with some of the over 1,400 employees of HSHS and Prevea. A number of other healthcare organizations have also hosted job fairs over the last week, and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is hosting a large-scale fair next week. A Taylor County man has entered a guilty plea to charges relating to a meth lab fire that killed a Stanley woman last January. Matthew Zarens of rural Withy pleaded guilty to homicide by negligent handling of a dangerous weapon or explosive and maintaining a drug trafficking place. According to court documents, a woman told law enforcement authorities that Zarens told her they were making meth when he poured something into the mix that caused an explosion. Zarens is facing over 13 years in prison when he's sentenced in April. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose to the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trailblazers led through most of the game. Milwaukee coming up short at the end. The final, Portland 119, the Bucks 116. Doc Rivers now 0-2 as the Bucks head coach.
We went in that stretch where the turnovers, every guy was trying to win the game for us. That's great, but it doesn't work. You can't just do it on your own. You got to keep playing with each other.
The Bucks are in Dallas Saturday night to play the Mavericks, then Salt Lake City Sunday night against the Utah Jazz. Men's college basketball, the number 6 Badgers in Nebraska tonight. Greg Gard says that's a tough place to play. The Cornhuskers have yet to lose a Big Ten game at home, thanks to the fans.
I mean, you go all the way back to when they first joined the league. We went there in 2014 on No Sit Sunday, or whatever they called it. So I don't know what Thursday will be. I have some ideas, but you probably can't print them.
On Sunday, Wisconsin hosts number 2 ranked Purdue. Tickets already sold out for that one at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And more sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week, temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hey, everybody, this is Todd Allball. At noon on Friday, Trigvi Olsen is in the host chair. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a throwback Thursday. Friday Eve, as Dom likes to call it. A happier happy hour. We all agree on that.
Yeah, and man.
You can be a part. 844-967-2789. Dom, reminiscing about the flat, broken, busted days when we first went live on the radio station I couldn't afford. Milwaukee, trying to keep the power on.
7 years ago today.
Years ago today. And we played from sunup to sundown. I think I pulled a four-hour live shift that day, Dom. We don't even do half of that now. But, you know, we always have you to rely upon. And, Dom, I know what it feels like to be broke like that. So I got to be a little sympathetic to the National Republican Party right now.
Are you really? I don't know if I believe you, Michael.
Doesn't it? Can't hear it in the tone of my voice, Dom? I feel really bad for them. They're a little down on their luck and really aren't doing so well with the fundraising numbers. Some are calling their newly announced fundraising numbers horrifying, Dom.
I joined on the Republican side.
I know. When I say it, I grin. It's not like a scary word to me. It's like, oh, their numbers are horrifyingly low. Worst in three decades. Apparently. Oh,
well, the good news is, Trudy, Donald Trump is a very rich man, and he doesn't need any of that money.
Well, but they got that one problem with the legal travails of Donald Trump, because he's up to $88 million in the E. Jean Carroll, and he does have to put that money on account to go and appeal. So whatever his plan is, it requires cash up front, or at least some sort of security bond. At minimum, right, he'd have to put 10% down, and I don't think he'd go to Joe the Bondsman to get that one, Dom. So he might have to put a little bit more down to get
a good Uncle Vito down the street. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it.
I don't think Deutsche Bank's taking his phone calls, not for a bond request. You know what I'm saying? And then, Dom, we've been waiting for it any minute. Engoron in the New York fraud trial of Donald Trump. Well, we're waiting for a ruling at any minute. And the initial ask was $250 million. And then Letitia James said, no, I want more. $370 million put him out of business in the state of New York. And he's been under sort of a conservative ship. So even under his boldest estimations, Dom, that he had like $400 million cash at the ready, he could use all of that money up. All of it. So even even if he's as wealthy as he claims he is, he's out of cash. And that could force some liquidation at, let's say, fire sale prices, Dom, and that would also be horrifying to me.
Right. If you got to move it quick, it's going to go cheap. Breaking news from the Hill 2 minutes ago. A New York judge is expected to issue an early to mid-February ruling on the $370 million fraud case against President Trump by the New York Attorney General's office, a court spokesperson said Thursday.
Well, so Engeron had said he had hoped to drop that verdict
by the end of January.
By yesterday, actually. Yeah. So we're in February. So now
it's between now and a couple of weeks.
Oh, don't tell me. It's imminent.
Imminent. Yes, it is imminent.
I hate that word. Imminent. Well, you know, so Donald Trump's going to have a little cash crunch, maybe imminently. But the RNC, they got a problem right now, Dom. I found this one over at one of my favorite sources. The Raw story, republished from the New Civil Rights Movement. Horrifying. RNC official blast. Worst fundraising year in 3 decades. That's a long time, Dom. That's like how long it's been since, you know, the Lions made it beyond the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, come on, man.
Here's what's written. The Republican National Committee's finances and fundraising efforts are in a horrifying state. That's a direct quote, Dom. According to the Republican National Committee men, someone on the inside saying this, several Democratic National Committee officials and at least one analyst also point to data that says the RNC just had the worst fundraising year in 3 decades.
Wah, wah, wah.
I know it kind of makes me feel bad for him, Dom. I feel really bad. This is horrifying, declared Tyler Bauer, an RNC national committeeman, an official at Charlie Kirk's right-wing Turning Point USA. Worst fundraising year for the RNC in 30 years. They're asking for a $10 million bailout. Anyone defending this is insane.
Well, the good news is your presidential primary leader, Donald Trump, is a billionaire. So I'm sure he could just fork over $10 million to help you out, man. After all, it is his party. After all, he spent $50 million last year from a super PAC on legal fees alone. I think Melania's hairdresser gets about $1 million a year.
Dom, I think that's why the RNC might be a little cash strapped. I think Trump's grifting everyone, right? He's out in front of the RNC with a like a vacuum sucking up all the small dollar donations. Although I do hear, and I can only say this through the reporting of others, apparently the billionaire is coming back around to favor Trump, you know, looking to extend their tax cuts and all that kind of stuff, Dom. But let's talk about the RNC and their broke asses for just a bit longer. I don't know if they're going to make it till next Friday, Dom.
They got to go to the party store to cash a check, man.
Post-dated third-party check. You take that
out
here?
Out of state. Yep.
According to a chart, Bauer posted to social media under chairwoman Rhoda McDaniel, the RNC ended 2023 with just over $8 million cash on hand and debts of just under $2
billion. So what's the net?
$6.2 billion. Going into a presidential election year, Dom. I mean, our boy Ben Wickler will raise more than that here in the state of Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin's got more than that cash on hand last time I checked. This is the National Republican Party going into an election year. They're not just supposed to support Trump's candidacy. They're supposed to support all the Republican candidacies for all the federal offices across the country, Dom.
Weren't we talking recently about where's the get out the vote, you know, effort by the Republicans? Right? Wasn't that Waukesha? It was a Waukesha Republican, Waukesha, Wisconsin, the, you know, biggest Republican party in the state of Wisconsin. Wondering where's the help? Where's the help?
Well, Dom, I did see recently reported that the Republicans did reopen the 2 years closed Latino outlet outreach place in Milwaukee. Apparently they had a place in 2022, but lease issues and not paying that lease left them without a commercial space.
Not paying will make things change.
Well, let's contrast this year's Republican Hall, last year's, I guess, with the Democratic Hall, Dom. Democratic National Committee Communications Director Rosemary Boglin said the GOP is struggling when they can least afford it. Literally, worst fundraising year since 1993, lowest cash on hand headed into a presidential in decades, worst month for contributions in a decade. Meanwhile, she adds, Democrats outraised the RNC 3-1 with two times as much cash on hand. So they got at least $12 million cash on hand, right, Dom? Alex Floyd, the rapid response director for the Democratic National Committee, adds, FEC reports are due, and no surprise, the RNC is in absolutely dire financial straits, with some of the lowest yearly fundraising numbers and lowest cash on hand headed into a presidential year in decades. They keep making that point, Dom.
And I'm taking it.
Turning to the RNC's cash on hand, Floyd says, $8 million, which is less than half the cash on hand at the DNC, less than half the cash on hand the RNC had in 2011 at this point against an incumbent. In real dollars, the RNC had the worst fundraising year since 1993, Floyd said, echoing the analysis others have made. The RNC also had its worst month for contributions in a decade. It's so much winning, Dom. They're
so sick of winning.
They're so good at this.
Oh, but wait, there's more. And to cap it off, they had a December burn rate of 137% and spent more money over the past year than they've taken in.
Who do they think they are, Scott Walker or Ron DeSantis?
Meanwhile, the DNC outraised the RNC by nearly 3-1 and is sitting on more than twice as much cash on hand, helping drive President Biden's massive war chest, Floyd said, adding the GOP state primaries, especially in critical battlegrounds, think Wisconsin, are also struggling, facing bankruptcy, Michigan, and mounting debts alongside leadership chaos, Wisconsin, and infighting ahead of 2024.
Well done, RNC. Well done. It's that slow clap.
That is a slow clap. And what do you think? What do you think the analysis will be? What do you think the reflection will be? How will they spin it? How will they engage? Do you think it's maybe they just have a bad candidate and that's problematic, or that the embrace of the QAnon, conspiracy theories is turning people off, or the way that they're going after women's rights is turning off women to such a large degree? Oh, okay. So, but now the question, how do we change it? You know what their answer is going to be, Critty?
More Trump? Tax cuts. Damn, I knew that one.
Tax cuts. It's always tax cuts. If they want to make more money, if they want to bring in more money, well, it's got to be tax cuts.
Flat, broken, busted, this RNC. Cam, if you're patient, you are first in the queue, my man. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Be like Cam. Join the Devil's Advocates. Don't be flat, broke, ass, and busted. And I mean that both literally and morally, like the National Republican Committee. More Devil's Advocates, your contributions, they're expected, but it won't cost you nothing. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Yeah. Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocate.
Told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us. You can always use that Civic Media app. It's super cool. You take the Devils anywhere you go, listen to your local stations, and you can hit the button. It'll text. It will call 844-967-2789.
I'm a little embarrassed to say I'm unfamiliar with music. I thought just for a moment it might be the number one song in America from Ben Shapiro. You know Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, the rapper?
The now turned rapper is number one. Number one, Dom. I guess he dethroned Megan Thee Stallion. Number one on the charts. Billboard number one.
No, not Billboard. iTunes. I think those are separate things.
Are they?
Are they? Do people still use iTunes?
I'm not clear, Dom. What did I have? I just didn't want to, you know, fail to acknowledge the number one song in America if we played it for the people. I found out that the aforementioned Ben Shapiro has the number one song in America. It's a little sad. 844-967.
Number one song on iTunes download is not the number one song in America.
No less sad. 844-967-2789. Cam, appreciate your patience, man. Welcome. What do you got?
Hi, Cam.
All good. Are you guys able to hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Sounds good. I apologize for yesterday. I was driving and my car was a little loud. Also, first, happy anniversary to you guys. Let me know where to send the spoons for your anniversary gift or what have you. I'm new to Wisconsin or newer, so I didn't get to experience any of your guys' shows when you were first, Aaron, but it did remind me of some of the first radio that I ever listened to was Garage Logic in Minnesota, and it's a shame because I know my dad's expressed that they've gone a little over the deep right end in recent years, and then also only talk about sports, and I don't have a sports bone in my body. The other thing I was going to mention is, because you bring up Ben Shapiro, the Zoomers and millennials, I think like younger millennials and then some of the older Zoomers, oh my God, like the things that they are doing to screw with him and PragerU. And who's that one doctor in quotations that they like to
Ben Carson?
He has the same name as a Ben Carson, I think so sometimes, yeah, but they make fun of
Fauci.
Ben Shapiro, what's the guy with the not Fauci. He has the same name as a basketball player, but he's a right wing doctor in quotations. He often appears on the same side as Ben Shapiro. And I know that guy with the tiny face, Charlie Kirk, he gets made fun of really hard by Zoomers and millennials. Anytime they release new content, if you go look on YouTube and look up Tall Bart, as in like Bart Simpson, Tall Bart, oh my God, every time one of these videos come out, you get a taste of Zoomer humor, and they absolutely tear into these guys at such a rapid pace. It's incredible editing. I don't know how they slog through hours of PragerU content just to get to where they are. And then there's also some very, I'm not condoning this, but some of the comments about Ben Shapiro's sister, they equate her to cattle.
Let's leave sisters out of it, Kim. You Zoomers.
Right. The Zoomers freaked out acting like it was post-apocalypse that was coming. The apocalypse was coming when she got breast reduction. And I'm just like, oh, my God, you guys need to settle down.
You lost me. Why would it? Appreciate it, Cam. But you young kids today, I just can't keep up.
Kids these days.
844-967-2789. For a minute there, trying to fill in the blanks, though, I felt like I was like out with you in a public setting at a bar, let's say, trying to fill in the blanks of your last 12 years' memories.
Yeah, I need more than that. CNN on the Chiron is saying that ex-Trump Organization CEO Weisselberg is in talks regarding a possible perjury plea regarding the civil fraud fraud probe.
How many swords is that guy going to jump on?
And they plead guilty to perjury regarding the civil case. Weisselberg, CNN reporting.
So
right
he
now.
Obviously gave false testimony on the benefit, one must assume, of Donald Trump. He perjured himself for the benefit of his former current boss, question mark?
Well, the guy who's, I don't know if he's working, but I think he's still getting paid.
Well, he was getting paid. I don't know if he's still getting paid, but he was still on the payroll the last time I checked him. That's a
what's Carrie Lake, you know, hey, we don't want you to run. We're just going to put you on the payroll somewhere, you know, don't worry about it.
Well,
that's how they do it.
Dom, talking about people on the payroll, you know, we got some young guys just starting out with us in the Devil Radio organization worldwide that we are. But presidential campaign of Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., well, they got a junior staffer problem because apparently he used the official TikTok account to converse, according to Kennedy's team. The junior staffer was, you know, conversing with OnlyFans models using the official campaign TikTok account. In trying to bat away accusations of using his official TikTok account to engage with an OnlyFans model, presidential candidate Robert Kennedy blamed an unnamed subordinate social media campaign staffer.
Dominic!
Kennedy, kin to the most esteemed Democratic to the most esteemed Democratic families in American politics, has denied he was the one that posted the comment. Wow. Plus hard-eyed emojis reacting to the OnlyFans model's video from the fall of 2022. Yeah, that's what Anthony Weiner said. You know, Carlos Danger, that guy, didn't he also have a reason? Oh, no, it wasn't me. Didn't he strongly deny it? Doesn't Trump always strongly deny it?
Don't they always until they don't?
It surfaced Wednesday evening when another Twitter user posted a screen recording revealing Kennedy's official account posting, reports Politico. The TikTok comment in question was made in 2022, long before I ever had a TikTok account. The long-shot presidential candidate tweeted, "This comment now appears on my account because the account was previously owned by one of my campaign's young social media managers." Yeah. You know, the horny one. Kennedy is married to actress Cheryl Hines. He's a married man and has 6 children from 2 previous marriages. Oh, very Trumpian in that regard. In 2012, he became a widower when Mary Kennedy was discovered dead in Bedford, New York, from asphyxiation due to hanging. What a tragic family that is. When he initially intended to announce the White House bid last April, the campaign hoped to stream the event on TikTok and had to settle for OnlyFans, apparently.
But really, really, I mean, so what? So what? Even if it was him or it wasn't him or it was the coffee boy or it wasn't coffee boy, you send an emoji to an OnlyFans page? I mean, that's worth a conversation?
I've never done that.
Well, nor have I, but so what? There's lots of things I haven't done that I don't give a damn what people do.
Well, there are very few things you haven't done. I've known you for a long time. Very, very few.
I've never commented on an OnlyFans page. It's never happened. But now I'm kind of curious.
I hear Joe Gow's accepting open comments right now. The Journal said no, though. Less so. They're done taking comments forever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know we're not. People are. Text us. No, call us. 844-967-2789.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers want to offer some relief to communities where the universities of Wisconsin are closing two-year branch campuses. A bill in the legislature would give $2 million to county governments for repurposing empty academic buildings. The grants would be administered by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Small-town Wisconsin has it especially bad as the state scrambles to fill a shortage of health care workers. John Ike leads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says fewer rural providers means patients don't get quality care.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
Governor Evers has formed a task force which will try to find solutions in time for work on the next two-year state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public for information regarding the illegal harvesting of two cow elk in Jackson County. According to a press release, the elk were being monitored by the DNR when they received a mortality signal on November 20th, 2022. The elk was later found dead in the town of Knapp. The second elk was found dead in the town of Brockway 2 days later. The DNR put out a call for information back in 2022, but have not been able to identify the person responsible for the deaths. A River Falls man has been found guilty of first-degree sexual assault of a child by a Dunn County jury. Derek Johnson was charged in 2021 after being accused of sexually assaulting a girl 3 or 4 years earlier when she would have been about 9 years old. He also allegedly told the girl that if she told anyone about the assault, he would do the same to her younger sister, who was 2 or 3 years old at the time. Johnson was found guilty after a 3-day trial and is scheduled to be sentenced in April. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Let's start with one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a show to binge, I highly recommend Fargo Season 5. If you haven't seen the other seasons, which are also good, it doesn't matter. Season 5 is standalone. John Hamm plays a psychotic Bible-thumping county sheriff in North Dakota, and Juno Temple, his gritty but upbeat ex-wife, who has started a new life away from Crazy Town. Really good stuff, two medium thumbs way up. Well, it's finally happened. The dream is real. That's right, folks. The Pat Swayze classic Roadhouse has been remade and will hit theaters in March. Jake Gyllenhaal revises the Swayze role, playing a former UFC fighter. Nice to see the movie industry putting more money into Dana White's coffers. Camera-shy on-again, off-again UFC fighter Conor McGregor plays Gyllenhaal's nemesis in the film. Seriously? They're going to lose said Roadhouse because Gyllenhaal has no chance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And more sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week, temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. It's 42 right now.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it. looking to do something this weekend, Saturday night or Sunday afternoon, we got a friend playing some professional hockey, Dub. We got pro hockey in Wisconsin. Bring the sting. The Sun Prairie Ice Arena welcomes the Sun Prairie Killer Bees Hockey Club for the home opener this weekend. Semi-pro hockey bringing their A game to the Hive, 7 p.m. Saturday and 3:30 p.m. Sunday. And we know a guy. He's a big guy. He could be described as, at least physically, as a goony sort of hockey player. 6'7".
Like 6'7". Plus 250
pounds. You don't want to mess with that killer bee. He's got a sting. But anyways, if you're looking for some pro hockey to watch this weekend, we'd encourage you to go out to the Hive in Sun Prairie. Go watch some pro hockey. Our friend plays on that team. Tell him the Devil's Advocate sent you. 844-967-2789. Dom, your friend, and, you know, this industry, Jennifer Rubin over at the Washington Post. The GOP blunders take their toll. Are they taking a toll?
Financially, certainly. I mean, we just talked about it. Worst fundraising in 3 decades. Well done, RNC.
Well, let's talk about the fine example they set. As noted by Jennifer Rubin here at the Post, House Republicans who have become indifferent to the adverse consequences of nihilism and performative politics might want to consider the toll their chaos-producing antics are taking. From vowing to pursue meritless impeachments to nixing a border security measure to please former President Donald Trump, they have given Democrats plenty of ammunition to blast them out of the majority in November. Republicans, by the admission of conservative Rep. Chip Roy from Texas, have not a single accomplishment on which to run this year. Here's a quote. For the life of me, I do not understand how you can go to the trouble of campaigning, raising money, going to events, talking to people, come to this town as a member of a party who allegedly stands for something, and then do nothing about it. He bellowed on the House floor in November. One thing, I want my Republican colleagues to give me one thing, one, that I can go and campaign on and say we did one. He got no answer, Dom, no answer.
There would get no answers.
Most Republicans voted against the overwhelmingly popular infrastructure bill. Now they routinely claim credit for it. Only occasionally do they get called out for hypocrisy. Get ready to hear plenty of it as the campaigns heat up. With some, with help from some Republicans in the Senate, very few in the House, Democrats, that's the blue team, right, Tom? Democrats were able to pass the infrastructure bill in 2021. As with infrastructure, Republicans have largely escaped blame for causing economic havoc thanks to Democratic votes for keeping the government open and avoiding a default on the debt. Yeah, what if we didn't pull them off the financial brink each and every time?
I mean, we still have another deadline coming up. I mean, these things continue to get kicked down the road every couple of months or so. We're still going to have these issues to deal with.
Dom, one little bit more, and maybe you can help. Now, however, with no one to cover their tracks, Republicans risk making themselves vulnerable to voters disgusted with their partisan melodrama. On the impeachment front, Republicans embarrassingly have come up with nothing to justify the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas or President Biden. As for Mayorkas, Republicans' favorite lawyer, Jonathan Turley, we talked about this, Tom, wrote in the Daily Beast that being a bad person is not impeachable, or many cabinets would be largely empty. Nor is doing a bad job. He added that if poor performance were grounds for impeachment, Mayorkas would be only the latest in a long line of cabinet officers frog marched into Congress for constitutional termination. You're doing a heck of a job, Brownie.
Norman Eisman, according to Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post, the former impeachment counsel and the House Judiciary Committee, along with Democracy 21 founder Fred Wertheimer and researcher Sasha Matsuki, wrote for MSNBC, quote, both the Biden and Mayorkas impeachments are clearly not backed up by evidence. What really concerns us, though, is the way these impeachments will both weaponize a key constitutional remedy and undermine its sober original intent, unquote. and turning impeachment into a partisan joke to satisfy, four times indicted and twice impeached Trump, they wind up revealing their own recklessness, irresponsibility, and deep dishonesty. When Turley, a fierce defender of Trump during his impeachment, and Eisen, a counsel to House impeachment managers, agree these are baseless stunts, the jig might be up for Republicans. Making matters worse.
But they'll keep jigging, Dom. They'll keep jigging. They're going to keep... Well, please continue.
You know, Donald Trump is the one pulling their strings. They're trying to satisfy an audience of one. But Jennifer Rubin goes on to write, making matters worse, House and Senate Republicans' objection to a massive funding bill to secure the border to make Mayorkas' job easier only underscores their cynical disinterest in actually securing the border. Even for some Republicans, this is a bridge too far. Here's a quote, Senator Tom Tillis. I didn't come here to have the president as a boss or a candidate as a boss. I came here to pass good, solid policy. It is immoral for me to think you look the other way because you think this is a linchpin for President Trump to win. Senator Mitt Romney denounced Republicans' obstructionism as well. Quote, the border is a very important issue for Donald Trump, and the fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling. The American people are suffering as a result of what's happening at the border, and someone running for president ought to try and get the problem solved as opposed to saying, hey, save that problem. Don't solve it. Let me take credit for solving it later. That was Mitt Romney. Again, a Republican. Rubin goes on to write.
A rhino? You can't trust Romney. I mean, hell, he was only the presidential nominee in 2012.
I mean, so long ago. Put differently, Republicans' brazen objection to arguably the most serious border funding measure in decades makes both their Mayorkas impeachment and caterwauling about the border look absurdly cynical, even for them. Unsurprisingly, the public is not buying any of it. Last year, a Wall Street Journal poll found that, concerning Biden, while overwhelming shares of Republicans support impeachment and Democrats oppose it, independents on the whole side with the opponents, the poll found, 51% against impeachment, 37% in favor. As Aaron Blake found in a December review, a poll that showed meager support for impeachment, if the poll numbers don't move significantly toward where they were for Trump's impeachments and now for his indictments, a Biden impeachment would be tricky for a lot of Republicans and for GOP leadership, and failing to even hold a vote would be a remarkable capitulation. Matters have not improved for Republicans. A USA Today Suffolk University poll in January found Republicans' impeachment inquiry against Biden could be costing them with voters, particularly with America's moderates. About twice as many of these middle-of-the-road voters, a crucial bloc for both parties in this year's presidential election, said they oppose rather than support the House GOP effort, a recent impeachment inquiry. As Rubin concludes, Republicans overwhelmingly were against Biden's popular infrastructure bill and in favor of shutting down the government, defaulting on the debt, and conducting bogus impeachment hearings.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
The voters do not want, while opposing a tougher border control bill. Democrats can hardly believe their good fortune heading into November. Chip Roy likely will not be the only one who cannot think of a single reason to keep them in power. Amen, sister. Jennifer Rubin, opinion piece at the Washington Post. And then, you know, throw on top of that the absolute dismal fundraising record, amounts, worst in 30 years. How does it get better for the Republicans?
Oh, you and
better candidates, better ideas?
You and Rubin are just being pessimistic, Dom. Glass half empty and all that kind of stuff. Well, I got some good headlines for you. Did you forget about James Comer over on the House side?
Oh, yeah, he's got a big
impeachment investigation of Biden. Well, here's the headline.
How's that going?
His Biden investigation has collapsed. James Comer ridiculed after begging for cash.
What?
Rep. James Comer is being ridiculed for a recent fundraising appeal claiming that they hit a brick wall with campaign cash. I'd say... Rep. Eric Swalwell trolled the House Oversight and Reform Committee chair on Thursday by posting a screen capture of the email and pointing out Comer's continued failure to find information so he can impeach President Joe Biden. No blank, you know, the no guano, Swalwell said on social media. How pathetic is this guy? his Biden investigation has collapsed, and now he's coming to me for money. Sorry, Comer Pyle. Comer Pyle. See what he did there?
Ouch.
The reference is to witnesses brought into the committee to testify over the past several weeks who failed to deliver. These Republicans have failed to deliver in many ways. Just ask their wives. Failed to deliver any information of financial impropriety from the president. And one witness, a friend of Hunter Biden's, revealed that his loans to the president's son came with restrictions and interest and were drafted by his lawyers. He told the committee he never got anything from the president due to the
Chinese
loans.
Communist lawyers.
And never discussed the matter with him. And the elder Biden's bookkeeper, Eric Schwerhan, testified that he saw every dollar that came in and went out of President Biden's accounts, and not once did he see anything unusual. Well, he's quite a Weisselberg in that regard. Nice. In fact, he continued, I am not aware of any role that the Vice President Biden as a public official or as a private citizen had in any of Hunter's business activities. And then once more for good measure, none. 844-967-2789. The compounding positive headlines for the Republican Party, Dom.
I mean, we need duty governance, right? I mean, we're a country. we need intelligent and serious people making good decisions.
You take that back
on our behalf, as the American people's behalf, the general welfare of this country's citizens. And for them to continue to go after this impeachment. Now, it's not, obviously he's not going to get, even if they get the impeachment of President Biden, even if they get the impeachment of Mayorkas, it's not going to get through the Senate. So what are you doing? But it's not even like they're, providing the smoking gun. Here's what he did. Here's how it happened. Here's who funded it. Here's how we found out about it. And here's what we think should be done. They don't have any of that. Oh, this guy loaned him money. Yeah. And, so what? People get loans all the time. These things happen. Hell, I hear the RNC is out trying to get a $10 million loan themselves.
Alejandro Mayorkas is going to get impeached for less than that. He's going to get impeached for Joe Biden's policy choices and not executing them to the satisfaction of the Freedom Caucus. That is just high crime and misdemeanor, I tell you.
Even Turley. And I did. Who was the other guy I talked to? Dershowitz, even yesterday. We're like, no, there's nothing there. You can't, even if you don't like the policies, the Supreme Court hasn't, has upheld the Biden stuff. Yeah, you can go to the polls and try to get a new policy. But what they are doing is not illegal. Mayorkas isn't behaving illegal. As mentioned from Turley, if you think someone's bad or has a bad person, or they're not doing their job properly, well, that's not an impeachable offense. And of course, what is this all about? Well, it's because their criminal leader, Donald Trump, the mega Republican leader, was impeached and is now and charged. And for the record, a majority of the Senate just said, he should be never allowed to be in office again. But that's not how the game works in the Senate.
There you go, bringing up Romney again. I mean, Rona McDaniel, formerly Romney, won't even mention the name, but there you go, spitting it out each and every time like he's a real Republican. Folks, we're the devil's advocates. Dan Crenshaw, rep Republican from Texas, swiped at his Republican colleagues opposing the border deal being crafted in the Senate that pairs border and migration policy. The height of stupidity is having a strong opinion on something you know nothing about. So I don't have a strong opinion on the bill because I haven't seen it. Nobody has. That never stopped the Freedom Caucus. I got strong opinions about lots of stuff. You're going to hear about it. Come back with us. 844-967-2789. Rico, you're first in the queue, but you can get in. Slide in right behind Rico.
It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up on the lines at 844-967-2789. I know we got some callers holding, but I want to throw this one out there quickly, if I may. The CNBC reporting, a top Donald Trump advisor in the 2024 presidential campaign had a message for some of the wealthiest Republican donors in the country. Don't take former president's divisive rhetoric too seriously. Ah, don't worry about it. Come, we'll be wild. Nah, don't take it seriously. Literally, this is what she said. Susie Wiles, she made the pitch on Tuesday, the private gathering of the American Opportunity Alliance, a group of Republican mega donors led by Elliott Investment Management.
Mega donors or mega donors? See what I did there?
Paul Singer. Paul Singer. Remember that guy, Crudy? Speaking at the luxurious Four Seasons Hotel, isn't that where Giuliani went? In Palm Beach, Florida, Wiles encouraged the powerful donors to essentially ignore Trump's more offensive remarks and focus instead on the fact that the former president is in the pole position in the Republican primary for president. According to people familiar with her remarks, Wiles conceded that the donors that Donald Trump is going to say things people don't like. But she countered that the former president is poised to lock down his party's nomination and that he is the GOP's best hope to defeat incumbent President Joe Biden, according to a person familiar with her remarks.
Bet on orange, Tom. I'm going to Vegas. Oh, I'm going to bet it all on orange.
So just ignore the things he says, Curdy, and give money. But from my understanding, from some of the polls I've seen, Nikki Haley literally does better against Joe Biden than Donald Trump does. He's already beaten Donald Trump one time.
More polling out today would suggest the same. Actually, it's got Quinnipiac, I believe, has Biden beating Trump today, but Haley beating Biden. You talk about the former president's, you know, let's just say unfortunate insertion into certain policy decisions. Here's another one, still from the Hill piece, you know, the Crenshaw. Another major figure looming over the border talks is former President Trump, who has urged Republicans and Speaker MAGA Mike Johnson specifically. And here's what he said, Dom. Only make a deal that is perfect on the border, all caps, and reject any Senate deal unless we get everything, all caps, needed to shut down the invasion, all caps, of millions and millions of people. So if we literally have this invasion, millions, millions, don't block it unless it's perfect and we get everything, because we've got an urgent, desperate problem to solve with millions and millions of people. And so Crenshaw was asked to comment on that. Asked about Trump, though, Crenshaw told the CNN reporter to not create some kind of drama here. Stop instigating against border security, Crenshaw said. If the bill sucks, the bill sucks. But we don't know if the bill sucks.
You haven't read it.
They haven't seen it. 844-967-2789. Our pal Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
You're never pessimistic, are you, fella? It's always half full.
Well, you know, you got to try to remain optimistic, Devils, you know. Yeah, it's just, you know, about the border, you got, well, I'll tell you what, I've been keeping an eye on that down there. And I can't believe it. There's more stray dogs. I've seen more stray dogs in the last 2 or 3 days than I've any immigrants. But don't worry about that. The stray dogs, I mean, we need to send the Humane Society down there, I guess.
But what are you sleeping during the caravans? Taking naps on us, are you? You're supposed to be monitoring 24/7, Rico. You're America's first line of defense.
I try, guys, but I was busy writing my counter rap to Ben Shapiro.
Oh, are you going to make us play that? You know, there is.
Tomorrow. You can play it on Friday.
No, I got my counter rap. I got Rico rap. I'm countering, Ben. You want to hear? I got the first verse. You want to hear it?
All right. Crudy, lay down a funky ass bass line for Rico.
Trump stole your role. He ran his bag up your bowl. He took your soul. Now you're just a bag of troll. Move over, Kid Rock and Jelly Roll. It's time for Ben Shapiro.
Well done, everyone.
You know, just a guy from Rock County. What do you know?
Second verse, same as the first, Rico.
I got that far, guys. I'm into the happy hour.
Keep working on it, man. I think there's great things coming, Rico.
We're here for you. Anytime you need a beatbox, Rico.
Terrible.
844-967-2789. Unexpected. I wasn't prepared to beatbox, but
no, I know.
I've seen it done by others, and I did a very poor impersonation, but I couldn't even keep the beat through his, like, I didn't know if he was done, so I stopped, and then I'm like, oh, he's going to need some more beat here. He's not going to make it through this line. So I got to put it down. You know, if it was a gong show performance, you probably didn't get gonged, Rico, but you didn't go through either.
The gong. You're dating yourself. Now it's like, who's the mystery singer or some stuff?
The right? Mask. Rico can be the mask singer, singer, the mask rapper. It's the day it turns out it's Ben Shapiro. That's when you know that show jumped the shark. Dom, tomorrow is Friday. I've got a fine guest joining me on the air. I actually met this guy in Des Moines, Iowa, and he's very instrumental in helping people with like autism spectrum disorders. Travel through TSA, travel through the airports. His name, Jonathan Sutter. He is the founder of TravelingWiki.com, the largest free and online resource documenting autism resources at U.S. airports. And as you know, my son on the spectrum, although Caden always loved to get on an airplane, man. That kid never minded the travel.
No.
Going to take him to the leftist coast to see his sister here in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
But
they're getting big, those kids, man. I mean, I know, you know, you big fellas, you don't fit on a plane very well.
No. Crudies do not travel well.
I was talking to Casper last night, you know, talking about how short I am. I got a bunch of tall friends, like 6'5", 6'7". What's going on here? And there, you know, sort of ripping on the height.
Man size.
But you know what? I can get on airplanes, no problem. Spread my legs out, it's all good.
No one appreciates your mansplaining all spread eagle on an airplane.
Manspread.
No one wants to join you on the Mile High Club either, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, au contraire.
What's his name?
He used to give out cookies on the Midwest air flights. He don't do that anymore. Those are good cookies.
Well, you're the one that wrecked it for the rest of us. Stick around. I believe the Maggie Dawn show is next and Busted Pencils. Some of you got Badger basketball against Nebraska. Tune it right here on the Civic Media. Keep it locked. Devils airing the grievances on Friday. Check you on the radio.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on in Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.